Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum about his systematic theology, the first volume. We're working our way through, and we've come to chapter 18. Last time, he gave us a brief introduction then to the attributes of God, what they are, how to understand them. Let's pick it up now with the doctrine of divine simplicity. Steve, I think that's a doctrine that is, at first, at least, difficult for people to grasp. So explain to us what we mean by that. Is God simple?
He is, but it is difficult to grasp. And I think, it's old English as well, and it goes back to Latin and everything else. So, I mean, how many times do we use in contemporary English the use of, oh, that's, in terms of a being simple, right? We think of simple usually in terms of simpletons and simplicity and so on. So we have to be very careful, but it's a very, very important concept. And you have to first say that in the history of the church, there's a basic understanding of simplicity, and then there's also slight variations of it. And this can get into technical debates between, what did Aquinas think of simplicity? What did Scotus think of simplicity, and others like that? So there is not, if people give you the idea that simplicity is just one thing, I mean, there's a basic sense that I think everyone agrees with, but then the nuances of it, the development of it, I didn't get into those debates. I mean, this work here is designed to try to speak to the pastors, to theological students. I mean, there's technical, but and that's a helpful debate in itself, but that's not what I was trying to do here. And even in some of that technical debate, is probably above some of my pay grade, to be honest. I'm trying to popularize and to bring it to the church. So simplicity at its heart, right, is picking up that God is one. And so when you think of everywhere from Genesis to Revelation, there's one true and living God. And so now, how do we speak of his oneness? Well, we speak of it first in terms of singularity, right? There's only one God. There's no other God, no other gods before him. Polytheism is wrong. Two gods, henotheism. I mean, all of these areas, there's one true and living God, and who is triune. Now, simplicity is also now picking up the oneness in terms of simplicity. So not just singularity, but simplicity. And at its first sense, right, you read the confessions, whether they be Westminster Confession, and obviously go back to the Middle Ages as well, Second London Baptist Confession, and our confessional heritage. I mean, it means that God doesn't have parts, right? So he's not composed of parts. So what's that getting at? Well, God is a spiritual being, right? He's not like us, that our body, we have a combination of body and soul, and our body is, you've got body parts, you've got DNA, you've got all kinds of things. And even our accidental parts in terms of essential attributes, accidental that we talked about before, these are sort of add-ons, parts, and so on. God doesn't have that, right? So he is a spirit. Right, so we're not referring to the Holy Spirit here as the person, but we're referring to God's nature. Father, Son, and Spirit are not a material being; they're a spiritual being. So simplicity is picking up, he does not have parts; he's a spiritual being. It's also picking up this sort of genus, species distinction, right? Where we talked last time about God's incomprehensibility. He is not like a creature; he's an entirely different category. So when we think of God, right, there is no distinction like in humans. So we can speak about human beings in terms of a broad category, and then specific human beings that fit in that category. Well, God isn't just an instance of deity out there that's outside of him. Deity is him, right? So that he is all that God is, right? So there is no, the God of the Bible is one instance of deity, and there's other notions of deity and so on, right? No, there's God is God, and then there's everything else is creation. So that's another notion of simplicity, that the larger category of God, he is that and that alone.